And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, that was Durstab, an old Agnew band doing Tracers. This just got reissued on Negative Jazz. I don't know if it's still available or not, but I would highly recommend picking it up. You may have seen that Black Flag Subhumans Red Cross poster that's I used to have it on my wall when I was 16, and I never knew who the band at the bottom was. Because also they made the S look like a hyphen, so I thought it read Angry Samoander Tab for years, but no, it was Durstab, and that song is fantastic. Before that, I played the Max, an old Seattle band, doing I'm 37. That song is basically about my life, except we close at 9 and I'll be 34. I'm Dan, and got a bunch of guests today. First, Siobhan's going to take a break from the archive to play some stuff that she digs.
What's up, Siobhan? I've been sitting here all day doing archive stuff, but I'm going to play some random records. I just pulled it out of one of our rare boxes, and then some new stuff and some other random things. So first up is Soldier from Seattle.
Yeah.
This is DJ Siobhan. I just played a very short set for you. After Soldier was Alienation, covering the Lifetime Problems off of their new EP, the 2016 EP, 11 tracks. Very good on Word Hard to Speak. I recommend it. After that, I played Young Identities, Instant Feelings, which I was just looking through the rare box and came upon it, and it's one of my favorite songs. Then I played Minneapolis' Own, Curtis A. I Don't Want to Be President, which is true. Next up is John.
Hello, hello. This is John No from the Teaching Resistance column. Today I'm going to play you a few songs from bands with or related to teachers in punk. We're going to start out with a classic, mid-90s classic from Holland's Sea in Red, of which two of the band, people in the band, Jos and Michelle, were, and I believe are, teachers in Holland, around from the time when LARM morphed into Sea in Red in the late 80s. And obviously radical politics are woven deep into the music and life practice.
We are one.
All right, right there we were hearing from Chicago, The Ovens. And that is a band that, well, first off, that song is called Bureaucrats Know Best. It was from Settings, which is a cassette and Bandcamp only release from 2012. I think Heather and LB from this band are both public school teachers in Chicago. LB from The Ovens also writes the excellent zine that's a radical teacher-focused publication called Truckface. And as you may or may not know, Chicago has become one of the most embattled school districts in the country of the United States under neoliberal overlord Mayor Rahm Emanuel, a former Obama administration official. Under his forceful attempts to privatize public education, Emanuel has closed dozens of schools deemed to be underperforming in standardized tests, mostly in the poorest districts, and forcing students from them to either travel huge distances to go to the nearest schools or attend private charter schools where profit motive is the main administrative priority and students can get kicked out for pretty much anything if they're threatening to bring down a school's test score metrics. So one of the quotes from LB, from this band, real quick, is that she's talked about how 5 years ago she got a job at a school that will be spared while thousands of other hardworking teachers, just like her, will no longer have jobs and thousands of students out there will no longer have passionate teachers. So she's fighting hard, and a lot of other teachers are fighting hard in this. We're going to talk about some other teachers and listen to some other music from some Bay Area teachers. Strange Faces is what you're going to hear next. Heard from the legendary Scholastic Death from their 7-inch from 2002. Actually, they only had 7-inches from 2002 because that's the only time they existed. And that song is a classic, as are many of their other ones, called Killed by School. And in that song, they talk about B, the drummer, going off to college, to graduate school. And then he came back, and then he drummed for some other amazing bands like Replica and No Static. Replica, in fact, features three teachers, including B. So, quite a serious teacher-centric lineup in that modern Bay Area classic band. Next thing we are going to hear is actually a really great song from a very particular and special context. This is actually from a band called Diamond Glaze, and it's their eponymously titled track, Diamond Glaze. And I'll tell you more about it right after the song. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, again, that was Diamond Glaze with their eponymously titled song, Diamond Glaze. Really, first off, that's an excellent song. Second off, it's from 2015. It's only on Bandcamp, so you can find it. Interesting thing about it is that Nani, who lives in London and recently visited us here in the Bay Area, is a teacher who has worked at a school for students with severe learning disabilities for the last 13 years. And she focuses on expressive arts there, helping students figure out a way to express themselves via art and music. I think she works with Richard Phoenix as well in London. And some of the most recent work they did was actually helping their students, which are all high school and junior high ages, form and record two band projects, Rock Penguins and Diamond Glaze. That was a track from Diamond Glaze. So that is the sound of high school students working out their problems to wax or to digital or whatever you want to call it. So pretty great stuff, and I recommend the rest of it. Again, before that, real quick, we also had Scholastic Death, and before that, we had Strange Faces, which also has multiple teachers in the band. Ben is currently inching his way toward a master's in education while still playing in Capital as well. And I think April is also a health educator for at-risk youth. I think they're playing an upcoming benefit in East Oakland for striking teachers in Oaxaca, Mexico, who have come under extreme government repression, which includes murder, for standing up for their own rights and those of their students as they battle pretty much the exact same neoliberal forces of public school privatization and related quote-unquote accountability issues, i.e. union busting, that we're dealing with as teachers in the U.S. And solidarity right now is super important. The upcoming issue for number 401 of Maximum Rock and Roll, the Teaching Resistance Column, is dedicated to the subject from firsthand perspectives. Also, that track is going to be on the upcoming Nervous Intent Records Frequency of the True Wave Volume 2 compilation. Last thing we're going to end up with today is a band that you all know with a very famous teacher punk who spent many years in the classroom and spent many years on stage singing about injustice. Martin of Crudos, and this is Los Crudos, and as is evident from this classic song, Tiempos de la Miseria, from the 1993 La Rabia Nubla Nuestros Ojos 7-inch, just because you work as a teacher does not mean you have to act as an agent of a f***ed up government and capitalist system. Resist that system and teach your students to do the same. Please, if you're a teacher, contribute to teaching resistance.
Ellos dicen que no valemos un carajo. Pero durante tiempos de desesperación, de guerra, siempre golpean en las puertas nuestras. Ellos piensan que la sangre nuestra no vale para nada y perdemos la vida de los chicos que creen las mentiras. Creen que pelean para la patria y se gastan su vida. Creen que pelean para proteger lo que es nuestro. Nuestro. Nosotros no somos dueños de nada. Son ellos los que mandan.
How's it going? Haven't been on MRR radio since, like, maybe I was 19. Is that dating myself kind of thing? What year was that? Like, 2012? Oh my god, because Dan was, like, one of my second radio people that I helped out with at MRR. But nonetheless, I am back, and I'm in 2016 here. So I'm dedicating my whole entire set to the Bay Area because I'm moving in a very short amount of time to London for grad school. So being nostalgic like usual and being very corny like usual, but f*** it, whatever. Also, since like the passing of Barker, sort of trying to put in as much Barker music as possible. So going into it, we're gonna make it happen. We're making it happen. Huff Stuff Magazine here with Yesterday's News.
Thank you.
synthetic ID there with white walls. Bay Area, like I said, everything and always and forever has my heart. I don't know. It's a thing. I've lived here for like 4.5 years. I went to college and I don't know. I'm having a moment. I'm having a moment. But nonetheless, before that was Ye off of their Punk Memories 7-inch with Got a Stone. Preceding that was near and dear to my heart, I'm not gonna lie, Neon, their only and self-titled album off of the Deranged label with Bullet. And at the top of the set, we had Huff Stuff magazine there, giving us yesterday's news. That's how excited I am. I can't even pronounce it. But yeah, Lorraine here. Haven't been on this thing since 2012. So I'm making a comeback before I ship off 6,000 miles away and not live in the Bay Area for I don't know how long, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So Bay Area set, it's a thing. But speaking about London, we have a special person visiting us. So Craig, my friend, you want to take it over?
Thank you very much. What's up, dope smokers and dropouts? The first song I'm going to play is Taunting Me on My Own Street by Wolf. Enjoy.
Take a look at us, 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 take a look at us
Okay, you just heard Ojo by Sauna Youth, and before that was Tied Down by Primetime. Before that was Tipota by Efialtis. And opening up, we had again Toying Me on My Own Street by Wolf. All the bands featured today contain members that volunteer at DIY Space for London. If you're ever in South London, come on by. We have all sorts of things. It's all volunteer, co-op, non-profit. As well as on site, we have Tome Records and soon to have a print room and a practice room. We always need help, so please sign up at or find out more information at diyspaceforlondon.org. I've been Craig. The public transport here, food and everyone else is absolutely excellent. I've had a great time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone who's done a set. I got a little bit of time left. Going to do some sets of Seattle bands. This is The Accused doing Child These Days off of the Rejector split. I have a birthday coming up. If anyone has a spare copy of this record, feel free to send it in. Get the pedal. All right, condensed set there. That was RPA doing Shoot the Pope, and before that was The Accused doing Child These Days, which is kind of relevant to the some of the earlier content. I'm going to play The Accident doing Kill the Bee Gees.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl
or 1 copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.